I have loved getting to know her, and if I've said it once, I've said it a bunch of times now. Once you hear Angie Prim sing, you're hooked. So Angela Prim, part two, starts now.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
This is Daniel Britt and Friends with Angela Prim. So happy to have her and to get to know her better. And of course, her music. I mean, once you hear it, you're hooked. And Angela, I don't know what it is for you, but when I sit in an arena and you take the stage and you got that microphone, the air becomes electric. I don't know if you can feel it from where you are, but you bring something to a night, whether it's with the Gaithers or whether it's on a CD, honestly, sitting in the comfort of our living room. There is something, you usher us into the presence. And that really, I believe, is like the epitome of being a communicator.
Wow. That makes me cry. That makes me cry. I'm so excited. That tells me that my living is not in vain, Daniel. Mm. Thank you so much. It's the Lord. It's the love of God. And He stamps it's His seal of approval that He sees my heart. And yeah. I'm willing to give it my all. And He smiles on me. And I believe that that's what you feel. Mm. Is the Lord smiling upon my heart to say, God, whatever it is you want me to do, here I am. I'll do it. And I hold nothing back. I've had people to say, Angie, you know, you buck your eyes, or, you know, all that dancing is not necessary, or can you quiet down just a little bit? And I said, you know what? He has all types, and this is just me. I take myself as a cheerleader for the Lord. I'm a cheerleader. And if a cheerleader is quiet, they're not doing their job.
Yeah. Wow, that's good.
So this is where I am. Thank you for saying that. It touched my heart.
Oh, it's the truth. It's the truth. Angela Prim, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and fellow industry guy. We know him also as an artist, but he does a lot behind the scenes as well. And when I mention his name, he's chatting with me as we talk. And he's saying, you got to tell her this and you got to ask her this. All right. Who am I talking about? Michael Sykes.
Ooh. Oh my goodness.
Michael. Oh. Michael says, you got to tell her, I love her. And of course, every time we work together, we have each other in the floor laughing. And he just says, you got to know from his heart, you are amazing, Angie. So there's the message for Michael.
Oh, Michael, thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, he does have a question.
Michael.
He does have a question. Have you ever worked with Jesse Dixon? Did you ever get the chance to work with Jesse?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Bill would hire me to do the soulful sound for his Gaither projects, you know, and we would come in and do all of his work. But I just recently did a tour in Norway in March with his piano player, and she was his instrumentalist for over 30 years. Her name was Elsa Harris.
Wow.
And it was an honor because everywhere we went, people knew Jesse Dixon that didn't know Bill Gaither.
Mm-hmm.
and they were like, oh, it's Jesse Dixon. He's come back in the form of a woman. I'm like, wait a minute.
That's funny.
Yes, but I have been honored to be able to sing his tracks, minister with him live, mm-hmm. and because I've watched Jesse Dixon for years. So yes, 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 and yes.
Oh, good.
Love him.
Good.
troubling. Stranger down here, this old world is not my home. No, no, you're gonna look for me one of these old days, oh Lord, and one of these mornings I'll be gone. My home, and someone tells you that I am gone on home, my Lord. Oh, come on over, come on over the river. You'll find me somewhere around God's throne. I'm going where the wicked shall.
Angie Prim is with us, by the way, and you can get more information about her music. You can read more of her story and find out where she's going, what she's doing. AngelaPrim.com. Do you work long hours? I mean, I imagine you're in the studio with like Michael Sykes or any other producer, okay? And you got to re-sing something so many times to get it just perfect, just that right inflection or that right dynamic or whatever. And after a while, you get hungry, you get tired, it's late, everybody's ready to go home, but you're still plugging away at the art form of making a great record or a great song. And you ever get delirious?
No, because a lot of times when they are that particular, they're paying by the hour. So you are paid to stay there and do until it gets done.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There was a man, his name is Don. He used to sing with the Eagles. And here again, I'm not good with names, but they're like, Angela, he's a legend. And I'm like, okay, all I know is he had me singing Precious. The word Precious,
uh-huh.
I don't even know what the second word, but it was for 4 hours. For 4 hours. And I'm like, okay, but you know what? I'm being paid per hour. So, all right, how many times you need me to sing?
That's right.
Get me some more coffee, a sesame seed stick, and I'm ready. Let's go. Let's do it.
But after about hour number three, I mean, the word precious just starts sounding weird in your head, doesn't it? After, so it's like, am I even saying it right anymore?
Yeah. Let's find this in a different language and try it.
That's right. Wow.
But yes, that's what we do. Absolutely. You give them what they want.
Sure, sure.
You give them what they want, and then that's what keeps them calling you back.
Yeah. I mean, if we could assemble, I mean, just my limited knowledge of who I know that you know and that could have stories, we could put together a room of people with a Michael Sykes, with Tori Taff, with Vestal Goodman, Bill Gaither, I mean, and get Gail in there. Oh, my goodness, the story, and Reggie and Lady Love. I mean, I would love to just have a room and let you guys just start firing those darts back and forth, because there's a friendship and, dare I say, even a family feeling that comes from working with people in these creative moments, whether you're in a studio or whether you're out ministering on a platform in a room full of believers, right?
Absolutely. Ooh, that would be rich, wouldn't it? My goodness. Daniel, I believe, Daniel, I really believe that's going to happen in heaven. I do.
Yeah.
I remember at the Grand Ole Opry there with Vestal Goodman, and we were concerned because we didn't have the lyrics. They didn't send us the music to study before the show. And I mean, it was countdown. We had no idea what we were about to sing. And I was like, oh my gosh, Vestal. I said, we didn't get any. What are you? She said, honey, listen. Listen, honey, baby, we didn't hire you for lyrics. We hired you for your spirit.
Mm.
So you just get out there and follow the move of the Holy Ghost, and we will get this show done. We're going to have a grand time. And I was like, yes, ma'am.
That's fun. That's fun.
Gail says, so what are we singing till we see? And she said, Angie, what did she say? I said, I don't. She said, what are we going to sing? I said, honey, until the spirit kicks in, let's get a good harmonizing part on the word watermelon. And see what happens.
Oh, that's super. That's super.
Yes.
I'm thinking of friends whom I used to know, who lived and suffered in this world below. They're gone on to heaven, and now I want to know. I wonder what are they doing?
This is Daniel Britt and Friends.
Down this aisle. Oh, it's a highway.
walking up the creek highway.
This is Daniel Britton Friends with Angela Prim. So happy to have her and to get to know her better. And of course, her music. I mean, once you hear it, you're hooked. So, I mean, we are seeing you more in the, more visibly in the Southern Gospel circles these days. In fact, I've been a part of some events where we've been there with Gaithers and you, like I say, electricity in the air. Are you finding that audiences are just embracing you? And again, with all the variety of music you've done, even in Christian music, there's a lot of variety. But when you get in front of that mm-hmm. Gaither crowd, or the Southern Gospel crowd, that you're loved and you're accepted, and people find that you're filling a void with the songs you're singing.
Yes. That's so crazy to me. Bill asked me one time, he asked me if I could sing some of Jesse Dixon's stuff. And I was like, of course I can. He says, well, Angie, you know, the tracks are really low. And I says, well, God has blessed me, you know, a 6-octave range. Mm. So I believe I can do it. So he was like, that would be fantastic. I'm missing Jesse. And I said, well, amen. Okay, I'll be Jesse, whatever you need me to be. That's what I've been trained to do. So I asked him at the end of one show, I said, Bill, there is this one song that just takes me over the edge, and I would love to be able to do it on one of the shows. And he says, well, let's do it. What's the name of it? I said, well, it's called Days of Elijah. He says, well, why don't you take old Bill out of that, you know, Southern gospel feel sometime, and we'll do it. So mm-hmm. the first time we did it was in Gatlinburg.
Mm.
And I tell you, when it got to the saints declaring there's no God like Jehovah,
yeah.
when I finished the song, the audience began to took it and they went on that vamp again.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Gaither handed me the mic. He said, well, do it again. And I went into Behold, He Comes. And when we got to Behold, He's Riding on a Cloud, Shine Like Sun, got to the end, and the crowd went back to, there's no God like Jehovah. Bill had taken the mic, and he handed it back to me. And I was like, okay, now I'm embarrassed. I'm like, no, it's okay. He said, do it again. I was like, okay, here we go. There's no God like Jehovah. We did it again. So at the end, I handed it, salvation comes, you know,
right.
And in the mic, the crowd is, there's no God. I'm like, oh my gosh, Bill said, what's going on? So my in the audience said, "It's the Holy Spirit, Bill." He said, "Take five, do it again."
That's good. That is, I was there. I remember that. Yes, that was an incredible moment.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was good.
Daniel, could you see the nervousness on my face? I'm like, no, we're not supposed to be doing this.
Yeah, you. That's the thing. If when you strike gold in a in person's heart, when you've connected, I mean, that's the cool thing is most of the time you'll know it. You'll know it. They'll either tell you or the Holy Spirit will give you confirmation. But one of the two, you'll know it. And I think that's true.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of a servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great triumph, of darkness and famine and sorrow, we are the voice in the desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold,
scary moment.
Whoa.
I said, "Oh my gosh, I'm fired."
but there's something so cool again about your story, about being very happy, being content, being, you know, this is your craft. This is what you do. You're there for the sessions, you do the background vocal things, and then, you know, they finish the project with your voice on tape, but it's their project. They release it and they go on. But there's something to be said that you're faithful. You're faithful in doing what God's called you to do, but yet there are times when God uses you as the primary communicator. And I think that we love that kind of story. And so I just bless you for what you've done and your faithfulness. I think it's so cool to sit back and watch.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be able, you know, to honor the Lord. Sometimes, Daniel, when I'm singing, you know, I look what I am looking to the cloud of witnesses, and I'm like, Mommy, you know, am I making you proud? Did I do a good job? Lord, are you happy? You know, and it doesn't start on stage with me. It starts before stage. I get really quiet. A lot of times, you know, people are talking and laughing before they hit the stage, but I can't do it, Daniel. Mm-hmm. I have to get very, very prayerful, mm-hmm. and I'm very quiet. A lot of times I'll be sitting in a corner by myself, or I'll sit backstage. You know how they have the artist sitting back there and I use that time to center in on the Lord Jesus. And I'm like, Lord, let nothing be of me, but all of you. I don't care how ridiculous I may look. As long as you're glorified, I'm willing. Yeah. I'm willing. And that's what happens backstage for me. Even with putting on my makeup and getting dressed, I'll have my headset on and I'm listening to gospel music, either worship or something that has, because I've learned that when a song ministers to you, sometimes you need to listen to that song over and over again for that moment. Mm-hmm. You never know what is in the audience before you get to it. But you have to realize that it's not your audience. These people belong to the Lord, and he knows what his people need. So it is your responsibility to find out from the Father what needs to happen at that moment you get the mic. That happens at a quiet time for me. And I take none of it for granted. I take none of it. I want to stay in tune at all times to make sure that it is his will that's being done and not mine. The Lord, I was praying and just, it was in my spirit, you know, he doesn't need another star. He created all of those in the beginning of time. He just needs a vessel. Mm. And that's where I am. I want to be that for the Lord, a vessel.
But I've been told, oh, my soul, yes, it is. Oh, yes, they tell me that the gates are pearl and the streets are gold. Oh, my soul, to heaven. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired and I am weak, I am worn through the storm.
Leave me alone.
Angela Prim. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. And boy, Angie, the music that you've put out, not only just throughout your, I mean, if we couldn't even list all the recordings that you're on, but if we were just looking at just Angela Prim music, it's incredible. And your website has a list there. Now, also, and a lot of the songs we've heard are from those projects, but you've also got kind of a focus coming that is really honoring the legacy of Mahalia Jackson, or the style and her songs, right?
Yes. I'm so excited about that. That's, to me, is my blood, the spirituals. You know, when I went to Norway and they were asking me to do a spiritual song, and I'm like, really? You know, because now everything is so, you know, if it's not hip hop, it's not cool, mm-hmm. You know? And I'm like, you really want to listen to me go back to my time, to you? Okay. You want to take the time? You really want to hear my story? You know, you really, and I'm like, wow, you're going to sit through it and listen to my story. Uh-huh. I don't have to impress you with the new lyrics, with the new hip hop, with the new, I don't have to be cool. I can just be myself.
Oh.
And with Mahalia Jackson, oh my gosh, the class she presented, how she lived before the Lord and the people of God, how she carried herself like a lady,
mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. Daniel, I look at black and white movies just to be able to design my clothes for stage.
Mm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It's about covering. It's about modesty. And Mahalia Jackson encompassed that for me. And I love watching her sing. I love her sound, you know, and it could be just a little old fashioned and that's okay, because it's a part of history and it is your responsibility to just embellish it just a little bit to make it applicable for today's ear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you can relate to it. So yes, it's called Spirituals, the Songs of Mahalia Jackson. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited about it.
And you can find out more at the website we've been mentioning, that's angelaprim.com. But the updates on that and any kind of tour that you have going on is going to be there. Tour dates, whether it's solo or on a cruise or with the Gaithers, right?
Absolutely. You know, I mentioned earlier, I'm a nervous wreck. We just started a Kickstarter campaign, mm-hmm. for this new record that's coming out. And it's something that we're wanting to tour with symphonies across the nation. The Mahalia Jackson, me singing Mahalia Jackson with a symphony. And I'm telling you, to be able to do that with such dignity, with class, with the clarity of the message. And I still want to be able to do that, but I still want to be able to touch the people. And this is what I want after the symphony, after we play, I want to be able to get in the audience and love on God's people and encourage them, you know, that this is a good thing. What you're feeling, the electricity that you're feeling, is a good thing. It's of the Lord. You know, don't mm-hmm. let it stop here. Mm-hmm. Continue to live for the Lord. So this Kickstarter thing that I'm doing, I'm nervous about it. We launched it on the 17th of September. So here we go. So
wow.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm excited and nervous at the same time, Daniel. I've never done this before, but
yeah.
God is opening new doors. He's opening new doors. And I'm on a Savior tour coming up with Larnell Harris beginning the end of November for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be with symphonies and with churches across the nation. And I'm excited about that. So
sweet.
I'm just busy doing what he says do. That's what I'm doing.
Well, we can pray for you. We can come out and support you and see you. And we can, of course, get the music and do all of that through AngelaPrim.com. And Angie, you're a great person to get to know, to talk to hear your story again. And of course, have the music that will become such a legacy.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I don't know how much of a legacy it will be, but when you, I want my legacy to be when I'm gone, that she did all she could do to be a cheerleader for her God. That's what I want. That's what I wanted to say.
You're great. And thank you so much for taking time to sit down with us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for calling, sweetheart. Thank you. And God bless your listeners and all that you do to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Your labor is not in vain either, Daniel.
Aww.
Thank you so much for all that you do.
Tell me, how did you feel when you
come out of the wilderness?
When you come out
of the wilderness?
When you come out
of the wilderness?
Tell me, how did you feel when you come out?
listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.